Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Whisper Woods. This file will take you on a journey in the mysterious legends of the forest that is Whisper Woods. Of course, such a journey is best enjoyed when nice and relaxed, and it's not like we can simply step through a portal and reach it. The entrances to the forest are hidden, disguised in many ways where most people would never venture. However, there is an entrance hidden deep in your imagination. In your unconscious, there's a portal, a gateway, a place where we can reach through and step into Whisper Woods. I'm sure that you would like to do so, letting your mind wander into places unseen and undiscovered by others. And no matter how many times you listen, every visit will be different. Perhaps the difference is slight, and maybe the difference is enormous. The woods are vast, and there are many places to go and to look. Where we end up today may be a complete surprise, even for me. So listen. Listen to the words and let yourself drift into a state where you become more aware of the possibilities of your unconscious mind, because your unconscious mind has so many, such beautiful states of being, incredible, deep fantasies and variations floating through your mind, drifting through the deep states that it belongs to. Of course, I could ask you if you're ready, to step through a portal, to move through that gateway, to go into the forest, fluttering just outside of your reach, and yet it is closer by than a single breath. Beyond every step lies a new possibility to let yourself go deeper into this state. As you follow my voice in and out of focus, floating, fluttering, falling into a state where your mind simply drops and listens. There's this beautiful, amazing state of mind called trance. And this trance state is so powerful that your imagination becomes the creator of worlds, painter of pictures more beautiful than anyone could imagine. But you can imagine perfectly all the things that we will walk through. I think you are ready. Let your eyes close even more and imagine yourself stepping through a portal of light, drifting, warm, safe and comfortable, cozy and composed. As you touch beyond the edge of light and move through it into Whisper Woods. It is quite difficult to describe it. Colors, sounds, shapes all around. Trees as old as life itself, towering high above you, reaching into a ceiling of branches covered by leaves dotted by edges of the light of the sun. Around the trees, flowers grow, sometimes along it, sometimes just on the floor. Colors amazing and bright. It is surprising how much light there seems to flow in here. And when you look around, you may even realize that the light doesn't all come from the sun. The plants themselves appear to emit a soft glow that spreads through the environment. It is warm here. Comfortably, sweetly warm, a soft, protected feeling, and a silence that appears to cover everything. And yet, it is not entirely silent. The rustle of leaves, animals in the distance. You can almost feel the slow creaking of wood as the wind moves the tops of the trees ever so slightly. This picture, the sounds, the feelings, everything combines together to become your place. The whisper words of legend, not quite the same for anyone but you. In the distance, you can also hear something else. Laughter, feminine in nature, almost like the tinkling of a river floating. Flowing across the floor, the bed moving across, twisting and turning, and then the little sounds get closer as you move. The trees make it difficult to see exactly what is going on, but you know deep inside what it is. Right now, going by the sounds, they must be dancing. Beautiful, feminine shapes. Not really human, more like plants. Their skin soft, almost green. They appear to glow in the light. As soft as to almost be ethereal. Like a ghost dancing on the forest floor, the moss, their tapestries. The nymphs move around. They seem to completely be oblivious to your presence. And perhaps this is true. Maybe you are not really here, but glimpsing through a portal, seeing, smelling, feeling the sights, the sounds, the sensations of whisper woods merely through a deep connection in your unconscious. Suddenly the nymphs dart away. Something is chasing them. You hear a stronger sound, the sound of hooves running. And yet, they are not heavy, it's not a big animal. You're not quite sure what they are until they come much closer. Legs like that of a goat, brown, bristling hair, tall, but the top more like a human, horns on their heads, satyrs. They laugh as they chase the nymphs, tricksters of the woods. They can be both dangerous and deliciously nice. You're never quite sure what they do, but you are merely an ethereal presence, a ghost to them. They give you no second looks as they move past you, through you, chasing the nymphs, ever the chase and never the catch. The nymphs know very well how to avoid the chase of the satyrs. It is a game that they've been playing for hundreds, thousands of years. And the feeling of it makes you, perhaps happy is not exactly the right word. It is something beautiful, a balance and yet an imbalance, because they'll never stop chasing, and the nymphs will never exactly stop leading. You continue through the forest, seeking somewhere to settle. It'll take a while before you reach a place that you feel is the right one. The small river could become larger and end up into a lake, or perhaps you seek a cave dark and protecting, or maybe you want to find the elder tree. Going inside and seeing the incredible castle inside, the place where the nymphs truly live. And there are many other places in the forest to visit as well. Satyr Grove is a strange place filled with berries, and you'll never be quite sure what you'll find, even deeper in whisper words, drifting, almost lost and yet always able to find your way back home. Still, aimlessly drifting through the woods, you notice something, like a ball of light, like a place rather than a thing, and yet it flutters away every time you come close. Inside the light there is a shape, but you can't make it out. Something inside of you tells you to follow. And you are led through whisper woods, hills, valleys, up and down deeper, crevices between trees and little openings where enormously colorful flower beds bloom. There are no paths here. Only the alternating shapes of nature, the growing, beautiful structures of trees, and the immense cathedral of the woods. The shapes seem to dance, vaguely human, no more than just an indication of arms and legs in a face. They are elegant and sweet, almost making a noise that sounds like sunlight would feel. Their presence is beautifully calming and immensely sweet. They dance and move, guide and drift, helping you to go deeper and deeper into the places where you never even knew they exist. These wisps are magical in nature, and part of you almost wills your hand in existence so you can touch them. Whenever you try, they seem to flutter away a bit further. Now you are the chaser, following these shapes even further, running, drifting through the woods, letting the trees pass by in a blur, a wonderful, speedy chase. You feel like a creature of the forest, just running free, leaving everything else behind into blissful nothingness. Every step is a rush, light, trivial, so easy. Everything just streams by you, hills and valleys, ups and downs. The trees become no more than a beautiful, soft, textured blur, until finally you reach a strange place. There is an altar here, dark, old stone covered in moss, and the wisp is sitting on the edge. As you slowly get closer, you can feel the age of this place is even more than before. It is difficult to grasp how long this has existed and how many have been here before you. Creatures, wanderers, perhaps even those with a purpose. All you know is that you want to place your hand on the altar. So you step closer. And the closer you step, the more you feel the vibes of the ancient stones around you. As you glance around, you realize that the things you passed were not trees at the end, but giant stones, pillars, grown with moss. Ancient, with the altar exactly in the center. You're almost there, almost ready to place your hand. And as soon as you are within arm's reach, the wisp fades away, almost blinking out of existence. You can hear a giggle of laughter far back. You wonder if the satyrs are still chasing the nymphs. It is time. You take a deep breath and place your hand on the altar. And as soon as you touch the stone, you feel a light all around you, filling you with an intensity, a beautiful brightness, powerful and deep. It lasts in a way that defies explanation. It flows through you in time that isn't measured, forever and nothing. It is over before it began, and yet it lasts longer than you can remember. In a moment, when you open your eyes again, you will be filled with the creative energy of Whisper Woods. Every part of your body will remember it. And energy will just ask to be used to create, to build, to fantasize, to make. And deep inside, I hope that you will remember your visits to whisper words. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. I hope you had fun.